This is an MUT Radio podcast.
In studio with me, I've got... I mean, this is the moment we have been waiting for anxiously on my part, I have to admit. We've been waiting for this opportunity to finally be joined by the MUT administrator, Professor Lawrence van Staden. And he is here in studio and we're ready to speak to him for the very first time as he is going to be issuing his first communication to the university. Professor, how are you?
Good afternoon, colleagues, Sawubona.
Sawubona, unjani?
Chop, chop. I'm very fine, thanks for receiving us very warmly here today.
Thank you. Thank you also for making time to chat to us. We do know that you are a very busy man. So we're going to jump straight into it, Professor. And the very important question that we really have to ask is, what is the role of an administrator at a university?
Thank you for, that's a really a good question. Normally when there are some governance and management issues at the university, really complex challenges at the university, which normally the university's management or its council can't deal with, this is the time that the Minister of Higher Education, then I would just say Higher Education, Innovation and Research, it's the time that, because the university is a public university, it belongs, simply speaking, to the taxpayers of South Africa, so we need to account to the publics of South Africa. So the minister will then be fair, and according to the Higher Education Act, the minister will then appoint an independent assessor. The independent assessor will then visit the university and then do an assessment of the situation in terms of the challenges outlined, normally by the university or other stakeholders. So the independent assessor will then do an investigation and will submit a written report to the minister outlining the situation at the university, with specific recommendations to the minister. The minister then will consider those recommendations, the scope of the recommendations, to make a decision, because the Higher Education Act is empowering the minister on how to appoint the minister, the duties of an administrator, an exposition of everything that an administrator is supposed to do. But the appointment of an administrator, before the minister identify an administrator, He gets the advice from the CHE, Council on Higher Education, will also, the Council on Higher Education normally is advising the minister regarding higher education, not always when there are problems, but also to attend to certain areas, as for the system. So the CHE then will make a recommendation and then, and actually submit names, people who they think on merit should be appointed as an administrator. So this is what happened in this case. The minister did not directly approach the admin, me, in this case. He got the advice from the CHE, and then based on the independent assessor's report, he captures that in a government gazette, because at government level, there's approval for this intervention, this project. So it's then being gazetted. So in the government gazette, there are the terms of reference outlining it explicitly, the details of what the assessor, what the administrator is supposed to do at a university. So this is how I arrived here. It was a long process, and I've not been part of the process. And a very key point is, an administrator do not apply to do the work. There's no advertisement.
Yeah.
It is not something like that. It comes through CHE. So, and they look at your history, your CV. I've been an administrator previously. So I'm not Mafiki Zolo. I've been administrator at Walter Sisulu University from 2011 to 2014. Spent my time in Umtata, East London, and so on.
Yeah.
So this is what it means. It's quite a comprehensive response because I think people need to understand how you arrive here.
That's very true, because I think a lot of us probably have like a very surface level type of understanding of what an administrator is. Mm. So now we have a clear understanding, and we all know that every university has its own vision and mission. It's different from another. So how is your role going to be different at MUT?
Well, at MUT, you could have an administrator that take over the authority of council as well as management. When that is happening, that happened at Walter Sisulu. So the council get dissolved and the entire EMC, the Executive Management Committee, the top management of the university, let's say get also, for the lack of a better word, dissolved. So the administrator then takes over the functions, the role of council, as well as that of management. But in this particular case of MUT, the role is very unique in the sense that the administrator in this particular instance take over the role, powers, functions, and duties of the MUT Council for a period of 24 months. It could be shorter if we achieve all the goals and objectives. We need to prepare a plan to the minister on how we want to deal with this, with quarterly progress reports. So, but 24 months is allocated in this instance to take over the role, the functions, the powers and duties of the MUT Council.
Thank
Long-winded
you.
Answers, is it?
Yeah, but thank you so much for your insight, Professor. We'd also like you to tell us about the terms of reference which guide your role at MUT.
Okay, thank you. That is quite transparent. It starts, like I indicated, in the government gazette. It's gazetted by government. So the first one is, like I said, is to take over the role, powers and functions and duties of the MUT Council. Then secondly is to identify and initiate processes and initiatives that will restore proper governance and management at the university. Thirdly, initiate the independent external investigation, like a forensic audit, into a range of financial control weaknesses and suspected financial irregularities, and in this case, as a matter of urgency. So it's quite urgent. It's outlined in the words of the Government Gazette. So the forensic audits are quite an urgent issue. Further, very important, where criminal activity is evident, full legal processes must follow, so there is visible consequence management for illicit practices.
So you did mention about the terms of reference being negotiable. So what I'm trying to say, or ask rather, is whether can you add any other roles that you might see fit to the terms of reference?
Okay, those are only three of the terms that I've mentioned. So there's, I can very briefly go through the others. There's no negotiation. When you look at the terms of reference, analogy would be like a job description.
Yes.
You will have to do the job. There are your reports. And on a quarterly basis, the minister will receive a report and he and the department will assess the progress to check. Now, I've got a boss now to check whether I'm doing my work above board at the university. So, okay, the very, one of the most important terms are is the development of a 5-year development plan that will address a range of problems and challenges that have been identified in the independent assessors report, as well as the CHE reports, because there's you had a CHE institutional audit last year in October, so I'm also awaiting their recommendations. I will be quick now. Then a further term is to take to actually responsibility for the appointment of a vice chancellor. Your vice chancellor position is currently vacant, so the administrator has, let's say, after a year or so, up to 18 months, have to appoint a substantive vice chancellor for the university, as well as the filling of other vacancies like deputy vice chancellors, the council appointees. And then, furthermore, we have to review the senior appointments made during 2022 to ensure that the institutional statute and all applicable policies were strictly adhered to. So we must go through it to check whether things are in order. And then last but not the least, which is quite a major task, is to appoint a new council for the university. So the entire council, we will have to go through the processes and to appoint the council. Some of the members of council would be ministerial appointments, which would come from Dr. Nzimande, the Minister of Higher Education, to represent government on the university council. So those in a nutshell, it's quite a mouthful.
Yeah.
Are the terms of reference or the duties of the administrator.
Now, I like that in the beginning, when we started this conversation, Professor, you outlined the specific role of an administrator at a university and not just an administrator as a whole. So what are some of the common misunderstandings about your role at MUT?
Well, a common misunderstanding could be that the administrator must address issues that belong to the management tier.
Oh.
I can just explain that. Normally when you have a council, the vice chancellor and the executive management is running the day at the university on a day-to-day basis for the council. So the misunderstanding here might be that the administrator here is to deal with issues that belong to management. So in this case, it's a governance responsibility. Okay?
Okay.
So the two tiers, because I've not been appointed to deal with management issues.
All right. It's good that you've cleared that one up. So what does your role not encompass? Since we already spoke about the misunderstandings.
Yeah, the role is exactly not to overreach. They call it overreach and interfere with management's work. Because there's a clear governance role and the management has their role on a day-to-day basis. So my job is not to interfere with the work of management unless there's a complaint that management is found wanting, not doing their work.
Mm-hmm.
But in primarily, I'm here to deal with governance, but it doesn't mean that if there are issues addressed by complainants about management, management, for instance, would turn a blind eye on certain crucial issues, then it becomes the administrator's issue to engage management to take things forward.
Okay, we got that one. It's not to take over the role of the management in any kind of way. So what are some of the milestones or targets that you're hoping to achieve in your tier at MUT?
Well, first of all, the main aim ultimately is to appoint a new council for the university. That's the overall all goal. Now, very important there is also to fill the vacancies. The vacancies, that's the responsibility of council, like VC, deputy vice chancellors, is to fill those. And then the forensic audit would be part of the operational work of the just to make sure that we can account properly to public about how we spend their money.
True.
Then the other thing is your management, and then the development development of a 5-year development plan. That plan will be developed with the stakeholders of the university, all the stakeholders, so that we develop a plan which can be implemented by the new management and the new council. We will also not just deliver the plan, we will also start implementing it with management and the new council, you know, just the rollout. So those are the key issues, you know, and to make sure during our time that the university has a sound financial systems, and also probably to assist, not probably, to assist that this public university, which is a jewel in Etiqueni here in the south, to play its role, to become a international player, because you've got the capacity here. This is a lovely university, lovely infrastructure, good people. So this is the main aim, because why is this university here? The university is here not for me or Ms. Mukwele or the minister, or the management. This university is here for our children.
Yes.
Our kids. This university must be empowered, put in the right place, so that, because education is like in the words of Madiba. I mean, this is probably in poor areas, the only mechanism you have to empower, because the kids are our future.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Everything here in this university is about our students. I call them kids because I'm a Madala, you see?
Yes.
So I'm the father here.
Yeah.
So we must put this university at such a level that our youth can capacitate them, assist them to actually become the future leaders. That is first and foremost, because this university belongs to the taxpayers, even the unemployed. This belongs to the people.
Yes.
So it's a people's university.
Yes.
So I think that in mind is my highest priority, that we leave the place behind, which we can all be proud of, that can empower the youth, not the management, not the administrator, not government. We must leave a mechanism for you so that you have a bright future.
Absolutely. And just to add on that, to also empower the community, because
yes,
it is in the township.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So you had your first meeting, Professor, with MUT towards the end of last year. Where were you playing your role as an administrator? How did that meeting play out?
We had a great meeting with the officials from the Department of Higher Education Training, the DG, Dr. Sishi, and other role players, the department. Yeah. So, with your university, it's now my university as well. I can't speak about yours. It's mine as well.
Yes.
So, because I love now, it's mine. I must embrace it.
Absolutely.
I can't look carefully after it if it doesn't, it is now mine.
Yes.
Well, not mine alone, of course. But the meeting, we was quite a long meeting with your management, members of Senate, SRC, organized labor, IF, and so on. We made some presentations, and I experienced this meeting. It was a great meeting. Why do you use the word great? There was no negativity. All the stakeholders individually support the project. They also supported the appointment. So it was a very positive meeting, positive energy. They just cautioned me about something very important. One of the stakeholders, I won't mention, say, Prof, you are welcome here, but please don't take sides.
Ooh.
You must be objective here.
Yes.
So I just have to tell you, the meeting was cordial. The spirits were high from all angles. So it was a great meeting. Very conducive.
Very conducive. Thank you so much, Prof, for joining us and visiting us at MET Radio. We've enjoyed chatting to you, and we do hope that this will not be the last time. We will be hosting you again in future. And also thank you to everyone else that was listening. Thank you so much.
Can I say a last word?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're always welcome to invite me to the radio station frequently. Even my technical team members, we are a team. If you want to know about specifics about HR, finance, it's okay with me. I can't be everybody. So, but we are available. And I want to conclude with something that I believe in. So my concluding remark is, umuntu, umuntu, ngabantu.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.